poetry in motions.
I don't have to tell you how pretty you are. Colorful black girl.
It's starting.
My day goes smoother when I speak to him in the morning. He makes my day better. If I don't speak to him in the morning, I get up, work out, and wash my face. I open the drawer and shake my head when I notice I forgot to buy more toothpaste. My daughter screams, throws a fit, throws her breakfast all over the floor. My boys wait until I make just an inch of a sound. Then they come banging on my door. Mom this, mom that. There's no air, no space. I tune all of the noises around me out while I sit in one place. It's not misery, it's just tiredness. The lack of oil in my lamp. Speaking to him in the morning is all I need to revamp myself. My health depends on speaking to him in the morning. My day goes smoother when I speak to him in the morning. When I do, my 2-year-old daughter thinks twice before throwing a fit. My 10-year-old boys require less trips to the first aid kit. Traffic isn't so bad, and I get much more done. Time spent with the kids feel less forced and more fun. I'm less tired and I become inspired more. Different things throughout the day remind me of what I'm living for. The day seems sunnier and the moon shines 10 times better at night. The stars at night seem to glow more and more bright. I smile more and I sigh less. There's no weighted shoulders, no concerns on my chest. Most days, there's less tears, less pain, more comfort, and no mourning. And only because my day goes smoother when I speak to him in the morning.
We all know what it feels like to break routine. And when you skip something detrimental to your day in the morning, it sets off a domino effect for the rest of your day. For some, it's getting that morning cup of coffee. For others, it's working out or listening to music. But for me, it's conversing with Jesus. Though sometimes we all have days where we've missed our morning prayer time, we recognize how detrimental it is to our day, our sanity, mood, energy, and health. And I personally enjoy speaking to my Father each morning. If you've missed a few days or years of morning prayer time, or if you've never even made morning prayer a part of your routine, don't beat yourself up about it. Restart or start it now. Find you a quiet place in your home or a space where you can be alone, in the car, in the bathroom, in the guest room, in your closet, somewhere you feel you can relax. And set a time where you can go to that space and talk to God each morning. Maybe you'll even go back in the middle of the day or at night. Sometimes you just need to get some stuff off your chest, right? Whatever the case may be, spend some time with the Father that created you, protects you, provides for you, and guides you. If you don't talk to him, you may not know when he's talking to you. Therefore, are you allowing him to guide you? Psalms 59:16 says, "But I will sing about your strength. I will rejoice in your love every morning. You have been my place of safety, the place I can run to when troubles come."
Hi guys, Maria the poet here. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. Please follow me on IG at Poetry in Motions, and I really hope you tune in next time. Be blessed.
Good morning, Daddy.